Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah. Anywhere worldwide, you can listen to us. Alexis, TNTRadioEmpire.com has the stream, or all the podcasts available everywhere, too. Thank you for listening, and please patronize the advertisers. When you hear them on the stream or on the radio stations we're currently on. Friday, Craig, remember Mother's Day. Oh, I know your mom's gone, but you have a baby mama there, for lack of a better term. The mom of your children, the mother of your children. Remember, it's Mother's Day.
They're pretty old now.
I'm trying to, it's on their own, right?
Yeah, they got jobs.
That's a good point. Craig, you got nothing to
worry
about.
Your obligation is kind of minimal.
Yeah, your obligation is done. I forgot about you.
The youngest is 19. He's got a job.
Yeah, I'm talking to other people that forget it's Mother's Day coming up. You're right, Craig.
You're off the hook.
You got nothing.
You could encourage them, I suppose.
Yeah. I could mention it to them.
Because
remind
we
them. Because I'm pretty sure the 19-year-old has no flipping clue.
We were wondering why it felt earlier, and we figured out because it is the second Sunday in May, but since the first Sunday in May was like just the first, right?
The second.
Whatever. Yeah, it was quick, yeah. So.
Did you see this story about this couple out of Missouri? They were she was out working in the yard gardening and kind of sees something in the ground, kicks off the dirt and whatnot, and picks up this thing that she can hold in her hand, a metal object that she can hold in her hand.
Right.
And they didn't know what to do with it. You know, they she and her husband they take it inside and it's at first they wonder if it's like a big, really big fishing weight.
Got it.
But there's no hole in it.
Right.
So she figures. And it's
a solid hard card, solid paperweight maybe even. Something like that.
Grenade.
Yeah. But it turns out he's, scratching on it, trying to, read some writing that's on there, takes it inside, puts it on the kitchen table, gets a little steak knife out and is, scratching around, trying to get stuff out and. She starts looking on the interwebs, and what is this thing?
A bomb?
And she says, she stops and says, you might want to stop doing that. I think this is a bomb.
Oh, man. Wow. What kind of bomb?
Yeah.
Why was it in
there? One that blows up.
I know. Well,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good answer.
Thank you.
A live bomb. And so they make a couple of calls, figure out who they should call, get to the law enforcement. They call ATF. ATF comes out with their special scanner and says, yeah, that's a live bomb you got there.
Now, are they calling ATF and just hanging out in the house with it? Because I'm out of the house completely.
Yeah, they were all out. Everybody was out.
I'm not moving the bomb. I'm moving me.
Yeah.
At that point.
No. I'm sorry. Before they got actual confirmation that it was a bomb, when the wife thought it might be a bomb, guy took it outside, way outside.
I understand that. Even at that point, I know you're worried about your house.
So everybody's staying inside.
I'm still more worried about the house, the bomb going off anymore, like touching it. So I'm probably just leaving it alone until anybody shows up.
They didn't. He took it way out and left it over there. Then everybody got there, and they were looking into it.
Was this a homemade bomb?
No, it was not.
Something from the military?
Probably.
I don't know. I might be more concerned about my homeowner's insurance saying, you didn't have a bomb in the ground clause. Sorry.
Yeah, but you're alive.
There was Japanese lettering on it.
But you're alive, Oh, yeah, homeowners insurance will get away. They won't pay anything.
Nope, sure. Sorry. You don't have coverage for an old bomb in the ground. You're on your own.
Still, though, I'm not risking my life. At that point, I'm more paranoid about dying than in the
well,
house.
Well, he didn't know. He thought. He thought it was a bomb, so he could probably...
No, they looked it up and said it was a bomb.
But she wasn't sure.
She wasn't sure yet. When he took it outside, they weren't sure yet.
Yeah, she said, that might be a bomb that you're scraping with the steak knife. It was live, had a blast range of 500 feet.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not available for public purchase.
No. You can see a picture of this in someone's hand.
The NRA probably wants you to have one.
What do you say?
Pamela Coffey. Coffey. Look up her name.
Yeah. Are bombs protected by the Second Amendment?
I bet they are. Machine guns are, so why wouldn't a bomb? The Founding Fathers wanted you to have a bomb.
Yeah, I don't know if it covers bombs.
Yeah, maybe not.
And I don't know where one can get a bomb.
Hopefully you have to make one.
Yeah, other than going on YouTube and figuring out how to assemble a pipe bomb.
Was it a gender reveal bomb from years ago? Is that what it was?
No. Okay.
Yeah, it's
World
about
War II era.
Looks like it's about the size of the, a little bigger than the palm of your hand. But so it wasn't huge.
From what I know from history, World War II was not fought in Missouri. So was it anywhere near there? Did it fall out of a plane? They have no idea.
No idea.
Sounds like somebody stole one that worked somewhere and just threw it in the yard.
But it was Japanese, so it wasn't made in this country.
Right.
It didn't, it didn't fall off the bomb truck on the way to the plane.
Probably a keepsake somebody found during the war, and it never blew up. They kept it.
Maybe. I don't know if it was one of those balloon bombs the Japanese were trying at one point.
That's true.
Yeah. I just have no idea.
My bomb sound effect is dead, so I can't blow it up.
Has been blown up?
Yeah.
Yeah, according to this article, that is one theory, the balloon bomb thing.
Oh, really?
Is one thing that they think may have happened. They may have attached this thing to a balloon, and it made its way to Missouri and then finally dropped.
Yeah, they did that.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah. Not very many of them blew up. Not very many of them made it over here.
No.
And we, on purpose, did not put it in the news.
Apparently some of them have been sitting around for 70 years.
They've been mass hysteria at the time, you're right.
Well, it was more than that. They thought that the Japanese were trying to figure out where the wind was actually taking the bomb so that they could plan something.
Got it. All right.
And so if there was news saying, hey, there was a bomb blew up here, then they'd know where the bomb got.
I got it.
Got to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that wasn't the case. It turns out that wasn't the case.
Right.
They were just putting them up there to see what they could do.
Right.
You're welcome. A little
Thank
history
you,
lesson
Thank
this morning.
You, Craig, yeah.
One of those bombs, I think, went off near here.
Sometimes 8 hours of History Channel every day pays off.
If only. Google says about 20% of their employees are going to continue to work from home after their offices reopen later this year. They say that about 60% of the employees are going to be on site for a few days a week when they reopen this September. Google employees can work 4 weeks of the year from a location other than their assigned office. So that's the way they are going to do it. Twitter's coming up with a new feature that they say detects mean replies and prompts users to review their reply before sending it. The prompt will say,
are you drunk?
Want to review this before tweeting?
Yeah. Are you sure you want to be drunk and say that?
Twitter users.
What are you drinking?
Users will have 3 options in response: tweet as is, edit, or delete.
Is that happening now?
I believe so. They were testing it for a while.
I don't know. I haven't seen that yet.
Well, you obviously haven't tweeted anything mean.
No,
there
I'm
you
not.
Go.
No, I'm not. We get some mean tweets, but
no. More give a mean tweet.
Okay.
This is giving.
All right. Well, I'm mean about our governors, and nobody tells me you.
Twitter doesn't consider that mean.
Twitter,
that's just regular.
Twitter agrees with it. Oh yeah, he is a douche. Twitter knows he's a douche. So yeah. Oh, that's a guy the nation makes fun of. Yeah, that's him. Oh yeah, you're cool. You're cool.
Well, try tweeting out something mean. See what it says.
I do. About him. But not really anybody else.
Yeah, but you probably have to use more coarse language.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to do a bunch of swear words.
That the AI would flag,
Nah. I don't want to be mean. It's not me.
No, it's not.
Nah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
He's a big cuddly teddy bear.
Yes, I am.
So when you hit the tweet button, does it then give you the...
Yeah, that's when it's a, hey, you sure about that?
Yeah.
Kind of mean.
I'll try it today, but, you know.
You might want to test it on somebody you know that would get a
you got to put it out on
it'd be you guys. Yeah. Dr. Mean, I can rip her, and then I'll get ripped.
Is this a angry reply, a mean reply, yeah, or just a mean tweet?
Are you trying to tweet something mean?
Yeah.
That's when it shows up.
The word mean doesn't mean have to be swear words. That's why I'm actually.
I don't know what the parameters are here.
Right now.
And since I'm not on the Twitter,
yeah.
Apathy is at a huge level.
Does what she
y'all,
look
y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Does what she look like? Is that mean? Because you always say, hey, there's a guy bagging a girl bagging. What's she look like? Like it matters.
I'm sure.
Unless it does.
I'm sure it's flagging certain words and phrases and things like that. If you put them together right, it'll go, ooh, that's mean.
Yeah, just tweet out. F U U F and F and see if it flags anything.
Yeah, I'll do that during a break. Just F U U F and F and see what happens. Okay.
Well, I mentioned you're testing
might,
the.
They might not consider that mean.
Because it has to be directed at somebody?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay. I'll use.
Well, no, it didn't say it had to be directed. It just said it was a mean tweet.
Yeah, I just don't know.
You might just need to put meanness out in the into the world and it'll say, now you're mean.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Christie's Auction House is giving someone the opportunity to purchase a bottle of wine, a bottle of Petrus 2000 that spent over a year aging on the International Space Station.
Is it going to be any good to drink or not?
Wine researcher Jane Anson told BBC the bottle has a more, quote, floral and smoky, end quote, flavor profile compared to a bottle left on Earth. They expect this bottle of wine, to go somewhere around $1 million.
Smoky from being in space?
We don't know. The atmosphere must have changed it up there, but I don't know.
Odd.
I think people are going to spend. They'll sell that easily. Someone's been in space, you know. Come on.
Yeah, but that's going to be one of those where somebody pays a bunch of money and never drinks it.
Well, you shouldn't probably.
No,
it's worth more if you keep it.
It is a conversation piece,
and you could resell it with the wine in it.
Who's buying it?
With the wine in it, right?
Some people have the money to go. Hey, check this out.
Oh, that's true. They have enough to drink, right?
You going to watch the NASCAR race this weekend? Going to watch Dale Earnhardt Jr. do some racing?
Wait, I stopped.
Since they eliminated.
They're racing on Mother's Day?
Saturday night, I bet.
They
always bump it to Saturday.
Yeah.
Confederate flag's not allowed anymore. I'm not watching. You know me. Freedom.
Oh, no. I'm wrong.
He's hopping back in the car, huh?
This would be...
Next week.
No. Months from now.
Oh, okay.
A 9/11 tribute car on, 9/11.
Oh, they're racing 9/11. Is it Saturday this year?
Must.
The 20 years anniversary of that? Okay.
Or it could be a Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
No, yeah, it's a Saturday.
Oh, it is. Okay. But we'll all be watching college football.
Oh, yeah.
On September 11th.
Yes, we will.
20 years to the day of the 9/11 attacks in a car that pays tribute to the people who died and the heroes of the day.
Because we pay close attention when it's a multiple of five.
Oh, yeah. Well, 20 years will be a big deal.
Yeah.
It'll be a big deal. Yeah. Like 10 was.
And 15.
Yeah, but I think the zero one's even bigger than the ones in the middle.
Unless it's 25 or 75.
No,
that's right, Craig. You're right about that. Yeah.
And according to this, they are running on Sunday.
I see that. In Darlington.
They are running on
Mother's Day. Next thing you know, they'll be racing on Easter.
Bet you that's COVID. Well, they started early. They started on time this year.
They did start on time this year, right? They hate mom and they hate Jesus.
Damn right.
Well, not Jesus yet.
Yeah.
But soon they'll start racing on Easter. Yeah.
Suck at Jesus.
Oh. Yeah.
It's called the Suck at Jesus 500.
That's horrible.
On Easter, yeah.
That's absolutely horrible.
I said 500 too. Sorry.
Suck at Jesus.
Oh, does it count if Nick's not here?
The suck. Apparently, it doesn't count.
The 500 miles.
Does it count? Suck at Jesus 500. Who won that? That was Easter Sunday.
You know, Jesus wins that.
Yeah, always.
He's the winner. Apparently, we're going to spend more than $28 billion celebrating Mother's Day this year.
Well, Craig, you're going to celebrate. You're going to spend nothing, so you're good for you, man.
The average spending on Mother's Day gifts is $220.48. Yours may be a little higher or lower than that.
Oh, it'll be much lower than that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, I'm taking her to brunch, though, so, you know.
I learned the other day.
With the family, so it could
cost. Do the kids have jobs?
No.
See?
Well, my daughter kind of does, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have to help out the boy. Remind
well,
him.
Well, he won't remember at all. He's bumming. He has to be with us on Sunday. He goes to my wife. He goes, do I have to spend all day with you? You know, at his age, he's going all the time now, too. So, do I have to spend all day with you? I laughed.
But if you're going to get flowers.
I said, I hear you, Ryder. That's what I said. And I shouldn't have said that out loud, Craig. That's my problem. I should have just laughed and moved on with my life.
No, I said,
I hear that.
You just quietly stand back and listen for the answer and go, what is she going to say? Do we?
Then I yell out, do I? That didn't work.
So if he's going to spend all day with you, does that mean I don't have to?
She might be listening.
You're not my mom.
That thing never worked.
Yeah. Or does she just want the place to herself?
No.
A lot of people want that.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Mina didn't want to see anybody, man.
Apparently.
Well, that's most days for her.
But she didn't want to see her kids play sports. That's what you want to do. Go have a good time with your kids, but whatever. That's on her, not us. Yeah, she got little kids, and they're a little bit more. You need more time with them, right?
Yeah, and she is right. I mean, anytime you're watching, you know, 5-7-year-olds play soccer, it's organized chaos.
Well, that's true. It is, regardless of the day.
Yeah. It's amusing the first time.
Oh, it was cute. My daughter played 1 year of that soccer. Right. It was fun. But I enjoyed it.
8 or 9 games into it.
Well, we didn't play that many. But whatever. No, she didn't want to be left alone. If I keep bringing it up, maybe she will. No, our kids are teenagers, so it didn't like just to do anything. Becky's just gonna. We're just gonna go to eat and throw a few mimosas down, I guess.
Day drinking.
Yeah. Oh, definitely day drinking.
You're not going inside.
Yes, we are.
To eat, are you?
Yeah, we are.
Because I'm contemplating that for the anniversary.
Yeah, you can, Todd. You're vaccinated.
If you're getting flowers, don't make the same mistake I did.
What?
A couple weeks ago. I was in the floral
when
section.
When is your anniversary? I'm supposed to remind you. Monday?
Monday?
Yeah.
Monday.
Hey, Todd, your anniversary's on Monday.
I'm in the floral section. And I go, okay. Those look nice. So I grabbed them and brought them home. And I was informed those were not flowers. That was, in fact, a plant.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Was there flowers coming out of the plant, though?
Well, you know, there was dirt in it. Yeah, so you're supposed to take it and
replant it. Oh,
to replant
it, right, yeah.
So. She didn't want to do that work. Well, she did.
So did you do it?
Yeah. Well, no.
She I made her.
She just informed me.
So you gave her a job.
She learned. Yeah, I did. It wasn't that big of a job.
But it was a job.
But there is a difference between flowers and a plant.
I understand that, but I could see you just grabbing something, even though there's soil in it, thinking, this is flowers.
I'm being all thoughtful.
Yeah, you were.
But there's a job. Yeah. There's dirt there. Those aren't flowers.
Right, so look for the dirt.
Do you have a little scoop for the garden tied to it? Here, honey. Plant this. I love you.
One of those little garden knee pad things. There you go. Have fun.
For the garden?
You can borrow Todd's knee pads.
So flowers, apparently, that's something you could put in
a vase.
A bunch of them. You put them in a vase.
A vase?
Yes. A vase. So you just gave her a job.
Yeah.
She didn't want to do it. Well, she did. You could have done that for her.
I could have.
Yeah.
But I would have sucked at it. I would have done it wrong.
So basically, you bought her a job. Hey, it's a thought that counts, isn't it?
I thought
so.
That was very thoughtful.
Happy anniversary.
I thought it was thoughtful. What was that for? That was random day, too. Yeah. What? Oh, man, that's totally a thought that counts then.
Just random.
Random. I got you something you can plant in the backyard. Right. Here you go.
You know, I haven't been to the store all that much the past year. Right. I'm finally at the store.
And I know, you walk past the flower pot, you just grab the pot and put a thing and took off. Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Yeah, that's a pretty color. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Boom.
Here we go.
Boom.
Oh, there's dirt. That makes it a plant and not flowers.
That's what Southern she exactly said to you, right? I know you pretty well. You know, it's a plant, not flowers.
Oh, okay. Oh. Thanks.
Well, I'll just water it then.
I guess I'll go take care of this now, huh?
Unless you want to do it.
Great. Appreciate that, Todd.
Well, she's a better gardener than me.
Happy Mother's Day.
So she's a
Sunday.
Gardener.
Don't forget about Mother's Day on Sunday.
99.9% of the planet.
Got to spend $400, right?
Is a better gardener than me.
4 months' pay.
You got to spend 4 months pay on your mother.
Yeah, on Mother's Day.
There you go.
Mother's Day.
Father's Day, it's 4 hours.
For the mother and your children, yeah.
Well, in Des Moines, Iowa, the other day, they were afraid of this alligator. The Animal Rescue League of Iowa says they were called Sunday about a 4-foot alligator in a parking lot.
Somebody's pet?
No. Well, maybe. It was a stuffed animal. It was just a teddy bear, a teddy alligator, if you will.
Man, if I saw
one. Turned out to be a stuffed toy. They say these calls are very rare in Iowa.
Yeah. It's the middle of the country.
If somebody threw like a stuffed, I was walking around a lake yesterday, and there's a lot of wooded area through that lake. You're by yourself basically through the lake, especially on a weekday. If I just looked over and saw an alligator, I would stop for a second, then I'd realize I'm in Nebraska.
Oh, it's just a pool floaty.
Right, right. But they would look real in the woods, but you would also have to think for a second, oh, I don't live anywhere near the south.
Isn't the
they
swamp.
Did capture a live alligator in Des Moines in 2012.
They did.
To be fair.
They did.
Was that somebody's pet?
It was in a bathtub.
Yeah. Exception, not the rule.
Yeah.
And if you, in that sense, kind of a pet.
Yeah, a gator ain't going to survive in the wild. The wild, wild winter of Des Moines.
Yeah. You know? Not at all. Make sure it's flowers on a plant, guys.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Apparently there's a difference.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.